There are certain things I think that can make a recording timeless. One is that you avoid too many topical references. And there are not a lot of topical references there. The songs that I left off it, they had topical references in it. So one of the songs that didn't make the final selection was a song called Diana. Not the B-side from the 80s, mm-hmm. but another Diana song. And that had to go because real life outran and circumstances outran my song, which is about Princess Diana getting a job in a supermarket. Mm. So it kind of just seemed like bad taste, and it dated the record, to put it there. So avoid topical things. And also maybe use the machines in a way that, if you're going to use machines, use them in a way that other people aren't using them. I mean, most dance records, they sound like other dance records. You know, people get computers and they get synthesizers, and they try to do something that's an electronic pop record. I wasn't trying to do that. I was trying to make a demonstration of Prefab Sprout using machines. So that might make its kind of history and provenance slightly more fuzzy, because it doesn't sound like a Depeche Mode record. Mm. It doesn't sound like the Human League. It sounds like, I don't know, maybe it just sounds like Prefab Sprout, which I'm too close to understand what the Prefab Sprout thing is. Mm. And I think the songs are, they sound emotional. Most of them have a very strong emotional base, using either the theme of music or religion, spirituality, call it what you will. And I think that those subjects in all records is powerful. You know, you get a gospel record, it's a powerful subject to be singing about. So maybe a few things help to make it evade the times in which it was recorded. Mm. But I don't really know. It's a strange thing, you know.